Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so this is a long, complicated story, as most things of substance are, because I think the American public, and I do this for a living, so I will exclude myself, but for the most part, I think people are so busy, bombarded with most messages. If it can't be, as they say in certain industries, a one sheet, where you can put all the facts on one sheet and they're easy to follow, then the American public doesn't have the willpower, the time, whatever you want to say, the interest to follow it. But I do think that sometimes those seven-page stories are the one where the most money is involved. Bob Dietz joins us right now, professor of public policy at George Mason University, a former senior counselor to the CIA director and a former general counsel at the NSA. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. I haven't talked to you in a while. It's good to hear you.
It's good to hear you. Good. Thank you for coming back.
Sure.
I don't even know where to start with this. The New York Times had this story in April of 2015. The Hill comes out with a seven-page investigative story yesterday about the Clintons and uranium and the Justice Department failing to do anything about it. Can you try in some way, as a professor, to condense this and make it so people can understand what happened?
Wow.
Good luck.
Yeah, exactly. Good luck. I'll be finished in about an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
The nub of the story is that Russian uranium interests, and this was uranium that was being extracted from the reduction in nuclear weapons under a program called Megatons to Megawatts. In any event, the kernel of the story is that these uranium interests came to the United States. And through bribery, extortion, and other malevolent means, compromised a U.S. trucking company to ship this stuff, and also made various payments to the Clinton Foundation. And the idea was that to compromise the ability of the U.S. government to decline allowing uranium interests to work in this country through a federal statute we all used to call CFIUS. It's a committee on foreign intelligence in the U.S. Anytime a foreign country wants to buy an asset in the United States, I'm talking about a company, it must go through the CFIUS procedure. And the CFIUS, the committee, is composed of representatives from Treasury, DOD, State, and so forth. Well, this was at a time when Secretary Clinton was the Secretary of State. And the idea is that that basically DOJ and State kind of turned a blind eye to what was going on. The upshot was that there was, a single conviction of a Russian for money laundering. But the underlying details of the sort of the reach of the corruption never came out until this Hill story. And I have to tell you, I was aware of that money laundering conviction a number of years ago. Mm-hmm. I was never this Hill story. It was brand new to me.
Let me go back to the guy that went to jail, and they said Mikurin is his name, I think. And
yeah, exactly.
Mikurin, that he oversaw Putin's nuclear expansion inside the United States.
Yes.
I don't know what that means. What was Putin's nuclear expansion inside the U.S.?
The idea was to gain control. Sorry if you hear that background meow. I've got a very old and very noisy cat.
We're pet-friendly here, Bob.
Good. The idea was to gain control over some U.S. uranium. The U.S. has, oddly enough, has a very substantial uranium industry and large sources of uranium in ground. And the idea was the Russians wanted to get some control of some of this.
First off, what is Russia's ultimate goal in this? What would their reasoning be to do this?
I don't know.
Right.
I suspect that their ultimate goal is to gain control of our at least parts of our domestic uranium production.
All right. So when we talk about is that a static number, 30% of what existed that they're going to get, or 30% going into the future?
I would guess going into the future, but again, I do not know.
See, here's the thing that gets me, and I'm not defending the Clintons at all. I just don't know how. Would somebody really sell out this country to the Russians? You've been around for a long time, Bob.
No, I don't think so. Certainly not deliberately. But there are two things I find important about this story, and if I may mention them.
Oh, sure.
The first is that CFIUS, is this Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S., who the players are often depends upon what the asset is that is proposed to be sold. In this particular case, the key players to me would be the Department of Energy and Department of Defense. I doubt whether state had much of a stake in this. And in fact, you saw in the story that somebody claimed, I guess Mrs. Clinton claimed she had no involvement in the decision. And I find that credible only because I doubt whether state really had much of a say in it at all. Mm-hmm. So I don't think in this case national security was compromised. Having said that, one of the problems here, and the Clintons have dealt with these accusations for years, is a sort of pay-to-play mentality. And, you know, the fact is that, according to this article, and again, I'm assuming the facts of this that this article sets forth, according to this, Bill Clinton received hundreds of thousands of dollars for giving speeches in Russia. And in addition, this group provided money to the Clinton Foundation. Well, that's just that kind of big money should make all of us skeptical. And I don't care whether it's big money from the left or big money from the right. It should make all of us worrisome.
So, in terms of harm to the country,
I'd say close to nil.
Really?
Yeah, because again, the CFIUS committee would never have approved this. DOD would have, if DOD thought it was or Energy thought it was a threat to national security, they'd have raised holy hell. And the fact that they didn't tells me. And by the way, DOD is the Bigfoot in this committee.
If, and it's Department of Defense for people that don't know. So if, for whatever reason, the Trump administration doesn't like it, thinks there was some bribery involved, collusion, what have you. And, of course, politics factors into all of this. Can they redo that deal? Because the president has already said that he's going to redo the Iranian deal.
Oh, that can be undone any time.
Okay.
And I'm kind of waiting because, you know, Mr. Trump has often felt that he's been maligned and that Mrs. Clinton has been a beneficiary. It'll be very interesting to see what the Trump administration does with this story because I doubt whether they'll let it lie fallow.
No, he's already tweeted about it. I don't have it open in front of me. But is there anything, Bob, we're missing about this?
Well, you know, I have to say no, but that's qualified only because this is first heard for me. I was really taken aback when I read the article because, again, I was aware of that one money laundering case a number of years ago, but that was just a tiny pimple atop this big body of ugliness.
I appreciate your time, Bob.
Sure.
I really do. I know it's a very complicated story, but I think maybe you'll agree that the things that are really serious and involve the most money are, and you got to have a flow chart to almost understand this, and the American public won't do it.
Yep. No, right. I agree, and I'm going to be following this closely now. Thank you.
I hope we can talk to you again. Thank you, Bob.
Absolutely. Take care.
You too, Bob. Good luck with the cat. Bob Dietz, professor of public policy at George Mason University, former senior counselor to the CIA director, former counsel at the NSA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.